Husker Radio, Tater Struckman, pleased to be joined on the line with Lincoln County Election Commissioner Becky Rossell. Becky, how are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Good. It's great to have you in. And primary season's less than a month away. I'm sure you're well aware of that. Big local races coming up. And hey, let's throw in COVID-19 to just kind of throw it all a little bit off. How has your office been handling this?
Well, it's been a very unique election, needless to say, in many ways. When the courthouse closed, I kind of had a feeling then that things are going to be very different for this election. So that's why my office staff and some help the other people in the courthouse, we sent out 21,000 early voting postcard applications to try to assist voters to make this election cycle easier.
Do you normally send those out, that many?
No, we have what we call a permanent early voting application list,
gotcha,
which is normally right around 2,000 people. So, no, this is unprecedented for our county.
Now, do you have numbers on how many people have gotten them back to you?
As of today, we've got about between 7,000 and 8,000 back in about a five or six day period.
Wow. And now these are the forms that basically get people to get the ballot early so they can turn them in, correct?
Correct. The biggest problem we're having with that is most people are forgetting to sign them. If they are not signed, we cannot send a ballot. We need a signature on that application.
I just filled mine out. I hope I signed it. I think I did, but it should be coming to your office probably today at some point. But Becky Rossell joining us, Lincoln County Commissioner, Election Commissioner. At what point then do you send out the ballots?
We're trying to process them daily as quickly as we can. I actually have temporary staff in here that's helping us out. Unfortunately, we only have so many computers logged to the statewide voter registration system, so we can only have so many people on those computers at a time. But we're trying to get them processed as quickly as we can and back out the door. So we've pretty much been staying caught up, although it's been a struggle. We had 1,800 applications in a one-day period last week.
Now, early person in-person voting, according to the state, has been suspended earlier this week, correct?
Correct, yes. In-person has been suspended for this primary election cycle.
So no in-person voting then at all?
Correct.
Okay, I was curious about that. So the only voting for this primary will be done through the mail?
Well, they have told us we still have to have polling sites in Lincoln County. Right now, I'm short approximately probably 50 poll workers in the county. So I'm trying to decide how I'm going to manage that. The city of North Platte, I am probably going to combine into two large venues.
Okay.
That way, election day, if I don't have people to work the polls, or I can basically manage my poll workers a little bit better. Plus, I can be there to assist them because there will be many people working for the first time if I get enough.
Right. Becky Rossell joining us, Lincoln County Election Commissioner. So with two bigger sites, I'd imagine more people, bigger lines, I would guess.
Well, there's still going to be separate tables for each precinct.
Gotcha. Okay.
But I have to have a minimum of three people to work each of those tables. So this is totally different for us, too. So we're going to have to probably have somebody at the front trying to direct people. And as many early voting postcards as we got in, and ballots that have went out, I doubt we have very long lines on election day itself.
I would imagine you'd encourage people then. The easiest thing would be to turn those back in.
Like I said, for a lot of people with the COVID-19, they're still unsure about going out until public areas like that. So that's certainly understandable.
Now, is there anybody, disabilities, things like that, people that need assistance to complete their ballots? Is that still early in-person voting still an option for them?
Yes, if they need assistance, if they need to use our express vote machine or they just need assistance marking their ballot for people with disabilities, yes, they just need to call our office and make an appointment and we will be sure to get them assisted.
Becky Rossell joining us, Lincoln County Election Commissioner. In the state of Nebraska earlier this week suspending early in-person early voting, and obviously now so postcards out. Is there more that are going to be still sent out yet?
No, that 21,000 actually went out on March 31st.
Yep.
I've had a lot of calls from people that did not receive them. If you did not receive your postcard in the mail, please go online to our website. You can print out a form there and send it to us in the mail or drop it off in our drop box, which is located in the sheriff's office parking lot. Or just write us a letter. Give us your name, your address, tell us you want an early voting ballot. But again, be sure and sign it. If you do not sign your letter, I cannot send you a ballot.
Is there a deadline to get those back?
The last day we can mail out ballots, at least as of this point, as far as I know, the state has not changed that, is May 1st.
Becky Rossell joining us. So did I hear you right that you said you could actually turn ballots around already? So some people probably already have their ballot?
Yes, we could start mailing them out on April 6th. So the first batch went out the door on April 6th. So now not only are we getting postcards in, starting to process those, but we also have ballots going out and then coming back.
A lot of mail sorting.
A lot of mail. So people need to be patient. They got to understand that this is unprecedented for us, too. We are only in office of actually four people right now.
And I'm taking up a lot of your time right now. So Lincoln County Election Commissioner Becky Rossell joining us here. So is there a deadline then to get, once you do get your ballot, is there a deadline to turn it in by?
It has to be in by Election Day on May 12th.
Okay, May 12th.
At 8 p.m.
At 8 p.m. Mm-hmm. All right. Lincoln County Election Commissioner Becky Rossell. So get your, if you didn't get a postcard in the mail that to get the ballot sent to you, get it figured. Get the information to you guys. You said you could download it on the website.
Yes, there's the application forms on our website. They can print off and sign and put it in the box. Like I said, if nothing else, if they don't do much on the computer, they can just write us a letter. Another thing I want to remind people too: when you vote your ballot, you also have to sign your return envelope. Again, if that is not signed, we cannot count it. So those signatures are very important.
All right. Well, looking forward, less than a month, it'll be here before we know it. That means a lot of mail between now and May 12th. But obviously, the more you get in the mail, makes Election Day probably a little easier if you can get them done sooner, right?
That will probably help facilitate that. Like I said, I got to find poll workers first, and then, like I said, training is going to be difficult this time. It's usually a two-hour training session prior to every election, but we can't really do those in person this time right now either. So I just want to be able to be there to support those people that are poll workers and be able to assist them on Election Day. So.
Well, if somebody wants to be a poll worker, can they reach out to you?
Yes, there is. If some people have had questions about what a poll worker actually does, again, our website has information exactly kind of on what poll workers do and the hours and everything for the day. I would encourage people to go on there and maybe look through that and see if that's something they'd be interested in. And then if they are interested, please contact my office here at the courthouse, or there is even an application form on that website where if they're interested, they can fill that out and, again, either mail it to me or drop it in the Dropbox.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Becky, for your time.
Thank you.
I know you're busy. I appreciate it. And thank you for what you're doing. This is obviously a very important part of our government process. And I know it's a lot of hard work, a lot of different hard work this year as well. So good luck in the next month.
Well, thank you. And I would be remiss if I didn't thank my office staff and all the people in the courthouse that have pulled together to help us get this done.
Becky Rossell, the Lincoln County Election Commissioner. Thanks again, Becky. Have a good day.
Thank you.